Apple's created quite a buzz in the last month or so with the introduction of its iMac and some of the other hardware. Still don't see quite the same amount of buzz around its web strategy. What is Apple's web strategy? Where is it going?
Well, I guess part of the question is, I mean, what kind of buzz are you looking for? I mean, I think we've been really successful with the progress we've made on, you know, our online store. We've gone from, you know, not having e-commerce answer whatsoever into, you know, having a store that, you know, is regularly doing, you know, $3 million in business a day. You know, we've expanded it into multiple channels. We've got a store in Europe, you know, and we're working on expanding that into, you know, additional countries in Europe as well as Japan and other parts of Asia. In addition to that, we've also driven traffic up on the Apple site to, you know, well over 10 million hits a day. You know, that's something that is, you know, a huge amount over what Apple's traffic was at the same period last summer. I mean, you know, last summer I'd say that we were at, you know, maybe 20% to less the amount of traffic we have now, maybe, you know, 15 or lower. I mean, I think we had some lows last summer before Steve came back that were, you know, maybe a million hits a day.
Other sites or other companies who have this kind of traffic are moving towards making their websites a portal, a web portal. Is there any plans on following Microsoft or Netscape lead down this road?
I think in general we want to make sure that the Apple site is a destination that, you know, all Macintosh customers frequent a whole lot. So, I mean, I think we're doing what we can to make sure that we have interesting content there, and, you know, we'll keep trying to improve that.
But you do plan to keep it all Apple, essentially, rather than pointing to other places on the web.
I mean, we already point to other places to some degree, right? So, I mean, I guess if you're saying if we want to actually mimic what other people are doing, you know, we have no announced plans for doing any of that stuff. And right now, it's doing what we can to support what's going on with, you know, the developers and partners that we have, and also making sure that we're pointing at the things that are appropriate for our products, right? We're certainly not doing the same thing that a lot of other companies are doing in the sense where they're trying to build content up on their site just to, you know, just to have traffic, just to have advertising, et cetera. I mean, I think we're trying to do what's right for the Macintosh community and to really support our product strategy.
Does the website pay for itself in terms of strictly commerce, or do you plan to launch an outside advertising component as well?
You know, right now, commerce is primarily the only way that we're looking at doing business on the site. You know, we don't have a business model or anything set up for advertising. It's interesting idea. You know, question is really how well is it working out for some companies? You know, and really how appropriate is it? So, I mean, we don't really have anything that we've announced there as a strategy either necessarily. You know, Apple makes great computers. We're not an online advertising company, so I think part of it's about focus and making sure that, you know, whatever we're doing is supportive of that strategy. Basically, you know, in addition to the store, I mean, we worked on doing the developer backend as being a commerce piece, and also, you know, we're selling QuickTime online, and that was a new thing for us to do too, and that's been incredibly successful as well.
You see QuickTime as a direct competitor to NetShow and to Real Video, to the Real players, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
It seems in a lot of the coverage of online multimedia, it's really NetShow, Microsoft, and Real Networks that get the bulk of the attention. And QuickTime is often mentioned as an afterthought, saying this is also a video technology, but it's not given the same billing as the other two. Why is this at this point?
I think most of those articles are focusing on you know, online broadcasting, and you know, and real-time you know, serving a video or audio. And, you know, that's a feature that we've already announced for QuickTime 3.5 that will be, you know, available early next year.
Okay. Does Apple view itself as a web software company at this point?
In a couple corners, maybe, but, you know, I mean, WebObjects is another, you know, good example. You know, that's been one of the facilitating technologies for us to do both the online QuickTime sales and the Apple Store. You know, so we've got some technology there that's really strong and important on the server end, but I think a lot of people are focused on, you know, a lot of the flash on the plug-in ends and other stuff. And, you know, I think we've got QuickTime there a little bit too, but I don't think we're clearly seen as being a web company yet. I think we're doing, you know, what we can to try to improve both those products make them more important. We also have color sync sort of factoring into being an internet technology now, too.
With web objects, we've heard some rumors that that division may be spun off into its own company. Can you comment on this? Is there any truth to that?
I think, you know, everybody at Apple's read the same rumor sites you have too, and we just kind of wonder, you know, where those guys get their information, because, you know, we've announced that we're doing a 4.0 version. It's going to run on PowerPC, and, you know, I think a lot of people internally are pretty excited about that. So I think they're unfounded.
Okay. So the company is committed to keeping that that software technology in-house?
Certainly hope so. We certainly take advantage of it for the online store and for other products we have coming up, you know, in the next few months.
How do you think Apple's relationship with its web developers, with the content companies or the actual software developers, has changed over the last year?
I think our relations with them are in both cases, you know, quite a bit stronger. I mean, you know, I think that in the case of the actual software developers like Macromedia or Adobe or Go Live, you know, we've done a ton of things to work with them on sales seminars, on promoting their products on our site, on making sure that they're involved in our advertising and our trade shows. You know, we've had folks from Macromedia involved at our developers conference. You know, we have them involved in the videos we show in Steve's keynotes and stuff. And the same thing for online. I mean, we're maybe not as aggressive in the online space just yet, because to some degree it's a lot easier because web browsers are pretty, you know, compatible, and or web content is. So for the most part, you know, there's not much you can say about those things that are Mac specific. But in the case of something like Disney Online and with the Blast service they just launched, you know, we've definitely, you know, gone out of our way to make sure that we have a good relationship with them, and we're doing what we can, again, to sort of support their efforts and make sure that people know that they're doing some cool work that's, you know, cool on the Mac for, you know, specific reasons.
Thank you very much. Dan Marusich is Director of Internet Communications at Apple Computer.